this is a big problem, so there's a lot to be done. I'm Brian Watkins, and I've been living here in Brussels for just over 3 years, and I'm a managing member of the Brussels Interns NGO, which is a small non-profit here in Brussels that fights for fair access to quality internships for young people, not just from Belgium, but from all over Europe and around the world. The 10th of November is International Interns Day. That was something that we did a while ago as part of what's called the Global Intern Coalition. So we've got sort of brother and sister organizations around the world. The 10th is a conference at the European Commission about quality internships across Europe. You know, is there a European approach to that? Can the EU really add something? But on the 9th, so the eve of Interns Day, if you like, we are launching Transparency at Work, which is, to steal someone else's brand name, it's a little bit like TripAdvisor, but TripAdvisor for youth employment experiences, so just about internships. It's actually about all employment experiences for young people. So it could be an internship, it could be a graduate scheme, it could be a training placement, an apprenticeship, it could be your first job after uni, you know, on a proper contract. The idea is it's a platform where you can go and you can rate your experience of that. You know, were you being fairly paid? Were you getting proper learning? Were you well supervised? You rate them anonymously. So it empowers young people before they start applying for things to actually go and have a quick look and say, well, is this an employer that I even want to give my time to? Is it worth applying for? Join the workforce, boy, if you want some more. Internships especially, so many of them are basically on, you know, the black market. They are illegal, unregistered, unnoticed work. There is no clear data out there. And this platform, one of the things it will allow us to do is to get a clearer picture of what kind of internships are young people doing, what sort of numbers of them are there out there. The biggest thing that we've done maybe has been a campaign called Just Pay. So that has its own website, justpay.be. And what we did there was we worked with the Belgian trade union to put together a legalistic argument that proved that unpaid internships for graduates, actually, it's already illegal under Belgian law. We don't need new laws, we just need people to follow them. And we've noticed a real shift in behavior, actually, in terms of the job adverts you see listed now in Brussels. You don't actually see that many unpaid internships now advertised for graduates. But that's not victory. Absolutely not, because the vast majority of internships in Brussels are never publicly advertised. So if you're someone that actually has a job, a permanent job, or, you know, a long-term fixed contract, and you care about this stuff, I would say the main thing that you can really do is check on the interns in your own organisation. Don't turn a blind eye to that unpaid intern in your organisation. If you work for a charity, an NGO, a campaigning body, because you know that's wrong, and if you care about this stuff, I think one of the best places to start is really in your own organisation where you work. We're not fighting for job creation. We're not fighting for some kind of pot of money that will just create jobs for young people. What we're fighting for is a fair level playing field for young people to try and make their way.